I'm going to go for that finish. I'm going to go for the win. It's about the pace that the people can't seem to hang on. You know, that is what makes me Vegas, the fact that I can go full speed from the first second to the last.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studios. We close in on UFC 319 in the town known for sports fans and big sports moments. It's as big as it gets with a sold-out United Center, and the city is so excited. The stars get no bigger than this man, the headliner for UFC 319, the middleweight champion, the one and only Dricus du Plessis. Welcome to Chicago. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, man. Thank you so much for having me.
I mean, we really have had you. You've been in town for a while, enjoying the sights, the sounds, everything Chicago has to offer. And we have tough winters, right? But in the summertime, there is no better place to be. Talk a little bit about really kind of Dricus becoming a Chicago resident.
Yeah, I mean, I've been here for weeks now in Chicago. I really don't have anything bad to say. I was pleasantly surprised. The city was so much better than I anticipated. The people are incredible. They've been so welcoming. And then, of course, the sport. I mean, I've been to almost every sports team in the different sports, visited the Chicago Bears, Cubs, went to the Blackhawks, and, of course, the home of the Chicago Bulls. And seeing the atmosphere and the love these people have for sports, it is incredible. It reminds me so much of home, and I felt really at home here, and I can't wait to fight under the Chicago lights.
When it comes to training, you know, as you dial in for the fight, how has that been while being on location here in the city? I mean, we absolutely love having you here, but did you have any trouble getting a perfect setup for how you like to train and get ready? Are you running the streets? Are fans seeing you in local gyms?
Yeah, I mean, I got a place that I train at. My team is incredible with that. You know, we got our place before we even came. You know, so we knew we were going to spend 3 weeks here before the fight, like we always do. South Africa is far away from, you know, in terms of time zones. So I like to come in way early, get climatized, know where everything is, get comfortable. And now I have a gym where I train at. They've been amazing with downtown. They've been so amazing with accommodating us and giving our privacy. We are training at times where the gym is pretty empty and my whole team is here. So we have everything and more than we needed. It's been perfect. The camp's been going absolutely perfect.
Chicago, of course, a great sports town, but it's also known for its great restaurants, chefs, food. Of course, I'm sure you've tried the pizza, probably at the Cubs, maybe a hot dog. But as you work to get down to weight, are you still able to enjoy things, or is it a super strict diet for you right now?
Yeah, no, I haven't enjoyed anything of that. Not a single pizza, not a single nothing like that. I am on a strict diet for up until the fight. And you know, I'm staying a couple of days extra, and then I will make sure the city knows that I was here.
As you prep, and you've said it before, like at this level, everybody is great. Everybody is the best in the world. You're fighting those best people at all times. Does watching film or working on certain things matter as much? I mean, everyone in the world knows exactly how you approach things, how difficult you are to prepare for, and you're the champion, so obviously it works. But do you ever try to, Dricus, do you try to maybe come up with maybe some new things that no one's seen, kind of surprise people?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe if you look at my last three fights, the difference between the first and the third, you know, since becoming champion to now, it's two different fighters. It's that is 100%. If you don't grow with this sport, you will die. You know, this sport is ever evolving and very quickly. You see at every event, people are getting better, smarter. And that's how we go. And we try not to grow with the sport, but we try in our own right to be ahead of the curve. We do something, and that's why it might look weird, but that's what we try and do. We try and do things that nobody has done, because how do you prepare for that? So that is a motto for us, is stay ahead of the game, because if people catch up, you will fall behind, and that will be your end.
People are talking about, of course, Khamzat, he undefeated, he hasn't lost, but it doesn't mean, and you know this, that he's not beatable. How do you approach it? I mean, you know his strengths and his weaknesses. Do you worry about that? Or at this point, do you just feel like your strengths are just stronger, and if you're at your best, you'll win?
Well, I mean, it's interesting, because you can go and look at his strengths and weaknesses, and it's something that we do look at. And I know he's strong, and I know, you know, nobody's weak in anything in this game. No, not at this level. Nobody's weak. There is no weakness. There's just places where there is a gap to chip away until you make the one small crack a big crack, and it becomes a weakness. But For me, I focus much more on what I need to do. I don't go out there and think, oh, I'm fighting this wrestling guy, I'm going to just train for his wrestling, try and, no, I go out there and fight, train to be the best jiu-jitsu. I go out there and say, listen, you do you and I do me and we'll see who wins.
A lot of the pundits, even the fans, are saying that if he is going to win, it'll have to happen in those early rounds. Do you take any of that into consideration and say maybe pace yourself to capitalize on the later rounds? Or do you just think, I'm going to do what I do and bring my relentless style, and whether it's early or late, you'll get it done?
The reason I look so good in the later rounds is because I go out there from the first bell and go for it. It's about the pace that the people can't seem to handle. And that's what I'll do in this fight too. I'm going to go out there and it's going to be, I'm going to go out for it. I'm going to go for that finish. I'm going to go for the win from the first second to the last. And, you know, that is what makes me Rodriguez, is the fact that I can go full speed and, you know, even if I get tired, push through it and go for the full 25 minutes if I have to.
As strong as you are, third title defense, and you are the champion. Are you surprised that you're an underdog? Do you see it as a motivator? Does it put a chip on your shoulder for disrespect? Or do you say, like, yeah, he's good, I don't disagree, you know, I'm the underdog champion?
Well, I mean, those are odds, and I don't really care for odds. I'm not gambling on this fight, so I think this is only relevant for gamblers. So for me, I don't care about odds. I go out there and do what I need to do. I've been the underdog for most of my UFC fights, and I've never lost a single one, and I don't plan or intend on losing this one.
UFC is a huge entertainment business. I feel like having you as one of the faces of the sport really helps. Having you in town as an engaging, charismatic ambassador for UFC is a big plus to grow the sport, bring in new fans. You really embrace this. You seem to be having fun with all of it. Is it something that, like, you really, really enjoy, or do you just see it as something that goes with the territory of being champion? Or, I mean, understandably, is it something that maybe you feel, hey, it does pull some focus away from the fight?
It definitely doesn't pull focus away from the fight. I have to, and if it does, then you're planning. You need to plan better because there's a lot of hours in a day. So for me, you know, there's some of the stuff I enjoy. There's some of the stuff I don't enjoy. Well, the things we've been doing here in Chicago has been absolutely incredible. It's the first time for a lot of things. But I mean, what am I going to do? Be in the gym for 10 hours a day, sit in my hotel room and wait to fight night? No ways. I mean, it's great to have your mind away from the whatever is coming up. And, you know, when it's time to train, I mean, all the hard work's done. It's peaking now and just staying ready for the fight. The hard work has been done.
Yeah, I tell you, Jerry, because, I mean, as great as you are as a fighter, you are equally great as a champion, fulfilling that role that the people need, right? To have their representative of the sport, the face of the sport and all that. So it is great to have you. The city is so excited to see you in the entire card for UFC 319. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for times and tickets. For fans looking to follow you on social media as we close in on the fight, where can they go?
I mean, there's this Facebook page, Twitter, at Rikis du Plessis, and of course, at Rikis du Plessis on Instagram. That's where most of it happens. And once again, thank you everyone for all the love and support. I love it.
Champ, thanks again for all the fun in town and for all you do. Good luck, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.